Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, natural bodybuilding figure and bikini fans? Mike Newman here, back at it again. This is our first episode of the year for Inside Natural Bodybuilding for the 2015 season. We're going to start highlighting some shows from the PNBA, INBA, and the DFAC all year this year. We got a lot of other hosts on this show. They're going to be covering other shows as well. So as we get the news, you guys will get the news. Very exciting show today. But I got a brand new co-host, okay, because somebody, you guys all know who he is. He's passionate about what he does. He goes to shows all over the nation. We started Midwest Muscle together a few years ago. Then I kind of branched off and did my own thing with Inside Natural Bodybuilding. But this guy has helped us grow Midwest Muscle to be known as a good YouTube channel. And he's at the forefront of covering natural bodybuilding, fitness, and figure all around the nation. You guys know who he is. He's a competitor. He's one of the biggest fans out there, ladies and gentlemen. Kalen Patterson, welcome. You're the new, one of the new co-hosts. What's up, Kalen?
Hey, what's up, Mike? It's a true honor, man. And I really appreciate the invite. And well, you know how I feel about the natural bodybuilding. All love, all natural, all the time.
Yeah, and I've been following this sport a while, but I have been really busy this last year with the new gym, so I can't always host a show every single week. But I love it too much to not have any shows. We still got Phil Picardo Jr. on the INB team. We got the interns out there. We also got John Bozzi that'll run shows sometimes. We just needed somebody else to help us, and I said, who better than Kalen Patterson? Because nobody follows the sport like you do. So we got a few guests, Kalen, but before we get started, you know, what do you foresee for the 2015 season, and what shows do you think are some of the breakout shows that are going to start off the year to get this thing heated up?
The one that was really sounded good, like really quick, was the PNBA. That when Cleveland and Meshack said they were going to be showing up, wow, for this region, that's big. And, I'm holding my breath for that one. I know that's going to be a nice show because I haven't, last time I think I saw Cleveland was in Kansas City. And and he looked phenomenal then. And he's actually wanted to come in a little bit heavier. And still at least.
Well, Kalen Patterson not wasting any time. He's getting to the top story, the top hot story of the 2015 season. This year, not once but twice, you fans are going to see the two top natural bodybuilders on the planet that are going to be active this year compete head-to-head, Meshack Ocheang versus Cleveland Thomas. Now, right now, you figure Doug Miller's probably not going to compete this year. Kiyoshi says he's done. Philip Ricardo Jr. is out there. He hasn't competed in a couple of years, so he's probably done. He might be commentating or something like that. So as it stands, the top two natural bodybuilders that you're going to see on stage this year, Cleveland Thomas and Meshack Ocheang, are going to face twice. Once at the PNBA Chicago Pro Show in July, and then again at the Natural Olympia, and it's already a done deal. So already at the end of the year, that's what you fans have to look forward to. And that's not it. We got more where that came from as the weeks and months go on, because bikini's getting big in the PNBA. Men's physique in the PNBA is bigger than anywhere else. And also, of course, female bodybuilding had a good year last year, and I'm sure it's going to be another big year in figure as well. So a lot of hot things going on, but that's going to be the top story of 2015. We're going to hype that a lot, and there's a lot more to talk to. But tonight, I want to talk about some shows coming up as well. On April 11th, we got a women's only event. We got the promoter on with us again tonight. She's a good friend of the show. I love talking to her. I can't get enough of this girl. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show once again, Diana Kakos. Diana, what's happening, girl?
Hey, hi, Mike. Hi, Kalen. How's everything going?
Hey. Oh, it's going real good. It's a little foggy.
What an exciting year we have, huh?
Yeah, I think so. This is the kickoff show for 2015, and we always like to highlight the top shows. And I've been covering the sport really, really closely for the last 4 or 5 years, and I think last year, the PNBA for the last years has been coming up in the ranks. They were always the number three organization behind the IFP and the WNBF for the last 2 years, but the PNBA were the fastest growing pro organization. 2 years ago, they were getting bigger, and I think last year, the PNBA finally surpassed what the IFP and WNBF can bring in terms of prize money, in terms of the quality of shows, the venues, the cool cities that the PNBA has the pro shows in. So they start their shows on time, the way the shows are run, the organization of them all. The PNBA, I think, is at the forefront of natural bodybuilding, figure, and bikini. And when you go to their shows, you'll see what I'm talking about. But what do we got in store for 2015, Diana? Talk to us here.
Lots of great stuff, Mike. And that, thank you for all the kind words. And we've worked hard over the past 30-some years to get it to the level that we have it now with the INBA, you know, being a global organization. Now the PNBA pushing to the top with elite natural athletes, of course, the WADA testing. But my show is going to kick things off as our first real pro show, and it's an all-women show. I started the show last year, and it's held at a destination city, Las Vegas, Nevada, at the Rio All Suites Hotel and Casino. It's, to me, a three-day event similar to the Natural Olympia. On Friday, we have all the ladies come in, and we provide them with an informal registration. We have clinics and presenters all day. And a lot of these presenters are entrepreneurial women, and they're athletes as well. Some of the names are like Kathy Saldana, Vicky Frankovich, Tanya Klein, Alondra Chapman. Jay will be there from Liquid Sunrays, Martini Spray Tan. She does a whole segment on tanning. Rain Cosmetics, hair, makeup, and stage prep. Cynthia Gonzalez, she runs posing clinics for us. Chrissy Draub, who won the Natural Olympia Bikini 2014 in San Diego. Elizabeth Swanson, she came in third. And I have Brandon Stewart coming in from New Dawn Nutrition. I'm going to raffle him off for a breakfast on Sunday with the pros. That's just Friday. Saturday, we have the all-women's competition. It's a pro-am. And then on Saturday night, about 10 o'clock, we hit the town. So last year, we were here at Caesar's Palace. All the ladies went in. They cover us. No cover charge, bottle service, the whole thing. We really just celebrate women, empowering women that weekend. And, of course, we have the men coming in and supporting, too. But we'll be at the Voodoo Lounge at the rooftop lounge at the Rio. And
wow.
Sunday we do our breakfast at the Hash House of Go-Go, and that's where I raffle off breakfast with the PNBA pros. Last year, two lovely ladies won the raffle with Kiyoshi Moody. At that time, he was five-time Natural Olympia champion. So if you've ever been to Hash House in Las Vegas, and a lot of the athletes have, they know what I'm talking about. But get to sit down and kind of spend the morning with them, pick their brains, talk about business, talk about competition, talk about the future, the organization, so things like that. So Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The women, ladies, you should check it out. We're still taking entries. It's a pro-am, all categories for amateur, all categories offered for the pro categories, and it's just a blast for the ladies.
Yeah, and if you competitors or listeners right now listening to the way Diana's talking about this show, they're doing things in the PNBA that other organizations just don't do. It. Most orgs, they just have the pro show, and everything centers around the pro show, and that's it. Well, here in the PNBA, the show is just part of the action. This is an all-weekend event. It's always in a fun city, so you get to hang out in a fun city after you get done competing, before you get done competing, and you get to hang out with your family in cool cities. And they're doing things like on Friday night, they always have the parties to kind of kick things off. They have the after show breakfast lunch deal on Sundays. And just the way they run the show, these things are like media events when you go to these shows. So you got to check it out on April 10th and 11th, Las Vegas. Diana Kakos presents the All Women's Fitness Weekend Pro-Am. So there's cash and prizes involved, photo shoots are given out, pro cards handed out. It's an international all-women's pro-am championship taking place April 10th and 11th. So how many years have we been running the show for in a row, Diana?
This is going to be my second year. You know, we tried it in years past. We did the international flex appeal. At first, it did have a lot of appeal, and it kind of died out. And then as things have progressed, and I've got really much more involved, I'm the CEO of the IMBA, PMBA, I said, you know what, I think I need to do a new show. I know so many fabulous women in our industry, and, I mean, I'll just name, like, Tanya Klein. She's a mover and a shaker. I mean, she's involved with our organization, competes with our organization. Kathy Saldana is very much a part of our organization. All of these ladies are professionals in life. They're mothers, they're wives. They have so much to offer and so much to share with other women to empower women. So that's why I started this show. And it's really for women to be strong in the natural industry. So I have sponsors supporting. Like I said, New Dawn Nutrition is coming out. They're supporting financially, monetarily. Eat Clean Sweets is sending their Eat Clean Sweets out. I have Quest Bar coming out and helping us out. And then I have local vendors, too. So it's a mini expo, and it's all days of seminars on Friday and just competition and then just having a lot of fun. So all the hard work gets really appreciated in the INBA, PNBA.
It's definitely a fun event to be at. Kaylin, you have any questions for us?
I just love the people that she's picking because they're very passionate. I mean, you gotta love that drive, that sense of helping the competitors because they've been through it, so they know what's going on. So picked a good crew. I mean, wow.
Yeah,
definitely. Well, big things taking place in the PNBA for sure. So if you fans and competitors have not checked out the INBA, PNBA, check them out at naturalbodybuilding.com. That's where all the top shows are coming up. They make the best posters in the sport as well. They got a full lineup of shows there, and they're always in fun cities, so check it out. We got a huge show coming up. I'm excited about this one now. On April 25th in Chicago, Illinois, just half an hour from where I'm at, the Illinois State Pro-Am is taking place. I'm like an hour south of Chicago, but the INBA Illinois State Pro-Am is taking place. There's pro bikini and pro physique in this one. And Meshach Ocheng is actually going to be the guest poser at this, so come see Meshach as he's just a few weeks out from stepping on stage with Cleveland Thomas. Again, you get more information from this one at naturalbodybuilding.com. We got the promoter of the Illinois State right here on the phone with us tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show. For the first time, he is Brian McCabe. What's up, Brian?
Oh, thank you, Mike. I appreciate it, buddy. I really appreciate you spreading the word and get the word out about the show.
That's all we ever do is spread the word, and we get the word out, and we let our voices be heard. But thanks for coming on. So you're a top promoter in Illinois now. You're INBA. How many years have you been an INBA promoter for?
This is my second year. Yeah, I got kicked off last year. It went really well, really smooth. That was the biggest thing I was hoping for, was to get things smooth as opposed to a giant show. And things ran beautifully at both. You know, there's no complaints across the board from competitors to audience to the judges to the panel to anybody. Like, it ran really smooth, real good experience.
All right. How did you get started in promoting shows, and what made you choose the INBA?
Excuse me. Well, I had drifted away from competing for about 5 or 6 years, and then when I came back into it, I was just in search for local shows, and I had some clients that I was looking to start prepping again, so I'd gotten away from it for a while, and the closest thing that came through was I found the Natural Universe was coming through at that particular time, so I thought, okay, let's go ahead and prep and get people into this show, and I wasn't able to be there because I had a different venue that I had to be at, and I wasn't able to go, but I saw the pictures and heard everything about it. They had a great time. They just raved about it. So I started following it, but I realized there wasn't really any other shows around here, you know, at least as far as the Chicago area, at least within a half hour with the drive. And then one of my competitors has stepped in also last year and kind of took the PNBA by whirlwind with Trisha Keller, and she came and she ended up getting a lot of notoriety for her accomplishments in the sport. And I believe Diana and Demi actually kind of the conversation came through her, you know, about as far as getting things spread over to Illinois. I know that Trish actually kicked my name out. Well, why don't you talk to my coach and, you know, I'm sure he'll help out. And it just kind of started as really just helping Demi and Diana spread the word, you know. And I'm honored to do it and been privileged to do it, and they're great people to work with, and it's working well.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I've been covering pretty much every organization for the last 5 years or so, so I've seen how all the shows work, and something about PNBA shows that sets them apart is just the organization and the timing of everything. They always start the shows on time. Everything's organized. The competitors are happy, and that's why there's so many. If you go to the Natural Olympia, you got competitors flying from other countries just to fly into the Natural Olympia, so if they're willing to fly 16, 20-something hours just to compete in a bodybuilding show, that must mean the promoters are doing something right. And you guys, when you go to the shows, you'll see what I'm talking about, especially the Universe, the Olympia, Team USA, all those shows. You can't go wrong with that. So check it out at naturalbodybuilding.com. And, Brian, you're also promoting another show in July, right? Let's talk about that for a little bit.
Yes, sir, and that one is really getting big. A lot of pros that are coming into that show. We even have Liam coming. Yeah, Liam's coming from UK. He's making a big trip over here. And yeah, it's going to be exciting. The pro men's is going to be pretty exciting to watch. I know Darren Steen hopped into it, and yeah, it's going to be quite a lineup. And I'm looking to actually try to get more women, you know, more physique, more bikini girls, more figure girls. But it's looking really good.
Yeah, now I just heard because Meshach Ocheng was actually down at my gym, Fit Body U in Bourbonnais, about just a couple of weeks ago, talking about how he's in this show in July. He says Cleveland Thomas is already confirmed, but I haven't actually talked to Cleveland. Is Cleveland Thomas confirmed in your show? in July?
Yes, sir, he is. And big thanks for that through P4P Muscle making it happen. Joseph and Joe they're really pumping the life into these two shows. So a hats off to them, and I couldn't appreciate it more. But you've got another quality company with quality owners that are very passionate, that is intermixing with all of this, including Danny, Diana, and you, Mike, and Kaylin, and everybody. It's just bringing this together, this huge network that's really uniting really positively and really big. So P4P has really made these two shows what they are this year.
Well, that's certainly big news because the two top best active bodybuilders in the nation this year are going to be on the same stage at the same time in two PNBA shows. So the PNBA is definitely worth that. Ishak Ocheng versus Cleveland Thomas is going to be the biggest story of the year, and the first chapter of that story takes place in July. So, Brian, what website can people go to get more information on your shows?
You have the naturalbodybuilding.com, to go through their list of events, and also on my page, on Brian McKay PNBA Pro, that I have both the event pages set up on Facebook.
Yeah.
And that's probably going to be the easiest, streamlined way to get all information, because I have links to get your membership cards, to get your entry fees, to get everything lined out. I already have the links put on throughout that event. So if you just tag on to the event, you'll get everything you need. And especially because we have a new venue for the Illinois State this year, so it's not what's on the poster. So instead of it's not at Guerin Prep High School anymore. It's now at East Layden High School, which is a bigger venue, better venue. I'm really excited for all the lighting. You're going to have overhead lighting. You're going to have distance lighting. The stage is going to look phenomenal.
Okay. Yeah, so that's at East Layden High School. That's in Franklin Park, Illinois. So be sure you guys get that one right. And you just go to the Facebook page. Just go to the search engine box on Facebook and just type in IMBA Illinois State, and it should just pop right up. But it's 2015 IMBA PNBA Illinois State Natural. And that all takes place, and that's coming up pretty quickly here on April 25th. And then he's got a pro show later on in the year in July. Diana, let's get you in real quick. One more guest I want to bring on. But before we go on, Diana, is there anything hot and heavy taking place in the PNBA in 2015 that might catch some fans off guard?
Well, I do want to mention that another destination for the World Championships this year, which is very international, that show does travel. 3 years ago, we were in Greece. Last year, we were in Slovakia. And this year, INBA Middle East has taken on the World Championships in Dubai. So that will be an automatic qualifier for any of our elite natural athletes that compete in Dubai. That will be their automatic ticket into the Natural Olympia as well, because of all the travel and the quality that's going to be there from all the European countries, all of our global affiliates. Australia is sending a huge team, like they always do, to our competition. So World Championships is a pro-am. That's in Dubai, and that's on June 13th. So we are all going there to support and help run that competition with Basim Johari. And he also has an event page for that, too. This is open to all elite natural athletes, all drug-free athletes that want to compete come to Dubai. This is open to everybody. You don't have to be an IMBA or PNBA athlete. It's open to all athletes, and it's an opportunity to see Dubai. And he's got a great venue there. It's the Sports Center, great hotels. He does everything up really, really high end. And Denny, you want to talk? Denny's here with me. If you want to talk,
what's up, Denny?
We did kind of switch up, and we did pull out the Natural Universe out of the Midwest, and we found a new home for it working with Whole Foods out of the Austin area. So Denny's going to tell you a little bit about the Pro-Am Natural Universe for 2015.
All right, hi, Mike. How you doing?
How's it going? Good to have you back on the show again.
Thank you, my friend. I really appreciate it. It's an exciting year. All these new pros from Australia and New Zealand, everywhere, coming up to the Olympia this year. But another big show it's going to be is the Natural Universe, and it's going to be Whole Foods is sponsoring it in Austin, Texas. That's where they're based at. They're going to have a whole event in a it's going to be in a studio. It's going to be all televised, and also will be live streamed out. And they have a lot of different events. They're giving up to 20,000 cash and prizes for that, for the pro bodybuilding fitness, and the divisions, and they're having a variety of things. It's going to be like a 2 or 3 day event of different things. They have live music, martial arts. It's got poker championships. It's got you name it, they got it. It's really great. They want us to be there with them. And they really like to sponsor our show. In fact, we're doing some products together now with Whole Foods. They're taking our logos and our people and doing a non-GMO protein and different types of variety of things, and they will be offering in their stores. And they're putting all of our athletes' pictures on it, which is kind of exciting to see that for the athletes. But it's going to be a great show. Look forward to it. The prize money is $220,000 right now, but all the money that we're making out of the products are going to sell in Whole Foods. The money will be pumped up in there for more money for the cash and prizes for the athletes.
Wow, that's really huge news. And I'll tell you what, I pretty much talk to everybody in the natural bodybuilding world, but there's no heads of an organization that are more active in the organization than Diana and Denny. These guys are the show. How many weekends do you guys think you're at shows a year? You got at least 40 weekends a year, right?
Exactly right. In fact,
something
this
like
week
that.
We have shows coming up. It's going to be
funny. I thought I was busy. You guys are, every single weekend, you're always supporting somebody else's show. So that's part of the reason why you guys are growing and good things are happening. And luck comes to those who work hard for it, and you guys have certainly worked hard enough. Now you got Whole Foods as a sponsor, which is huge. How did you go about getting Whole Foods as a big sponsor for you guys?
You know, it's something that really came up. They actually, a former athlete who was working with them introduced us to them, and then they were so excited about the way we test, the way we do that, with the athletes, and they were really excited about it, and that we use WADA standards, and all those things, and we start talking, and they wanted to have a major show, a Finnish competition in Austin, where they're based at. And they picked the universe to be part of their fitness event, and they're going all out here, and I'm very excited about it, and it's very great for the athletes. I mean, finally, the athletes will be seen. There's going to be streamed live, and also, like I said, they're going to be taping it, and they will be sending it the taping all over the world later to show it in South America and Asia and everything. So it's kind of exciting.
Yes, that's certainly huge news. So what is the date of this event again, and where exactly?
That's going to be on September 5th, and it's going to be in Austin, Texas, and it's going to be at the studios. Which studios? I forgot, Dino. It's a TV studio.
It's actually Soundstage and Studios at several buildings, and he's got all kinds of things. He just sent us a temporary poster, and I don't see the location, so that's pretty critical that he gets that on there.
Yeah.
So we'll create an event that as well and get that up on the website too. We're like really buttoning things up right now with him. So, and this is, Mike, over 30 years in the industry, more than that, 30 years in the natural industry, and we have forged some really awesome relationships with some wonderful people. You, Kaylin, Brandon Stewart, P for P now just coming out this year, but, this gentleman, David Burke, that's helping us in Austin, he competed years and years ago, and we've reconnected with him. Vitargo, Anthony Almada. We just have, and, even with the WADA testing, just some of the relationships that we've been fortunate to forge over the years. So we're blessed to have all of you supporting, IMBA, PMBA, and, of course, athletes.
Yeah, I think it's very cool that I can go to a PNBA Pro show at least half the time, and Anthony Almada just happens to be there. Mike's pretty cool. I can just walk up to Anthony Almada, talk to him about just a lot of different things. So it's always cool, and he's a down-to-earth guy to talk to, and I've met a bunch of cool people I otherwise wouldn't have met if not for the vendors you guys bring into your shows. You're talking about show posters. Nobody's got the experience of making show posters than you guys. I always wondered who did your posters for you. So when you told me Denny makes your own, you guys make your own posters, that's pretty impressive. Because your posters
Denny gets involved with all the, creativity, and he works with a couple guys that do the designs and the graphics and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah.
Gotcha. Okay, we got a few minutes left here. Now, I'm glad you guys are on tonight. I got somebody, if you don't know him, I'm sure you already know who he is, but I want you to meet this guy. He was actually at the Natural Olympia. His client won the men's physique division in the pro division part of things, Anthony Pregnano. and a good buddy of mine, one of the best prep coaches in the nation, and he's a promoter, top promoter. This guy is doing big things. This guy is doing things that no other promoter that I've ever seen has ever done before. We're going to talk about that here. He's going to be promoting the DFAC Minnesota Mayhem on September 26th. He's top promoter, top nutrition coach. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show. Once again, he is Leif Anderson. What's up, Leif?
How's it going, Mike? How's it going, everybody?
Hey, what's happening, Leif?
Yeah, good stuff. So I was sitting with Leif in the audience at the Natural Olympia, and we were watching this client get the overall and get the car and all that stuff. So, Leif, let's talk about that experience that we had at the PNBA Natural Olympia. I mean, it's top show, top venue, top location, top awards, top prize money, top competitors, international. Let's hear about your version of how that all went down.
It was definitely quite the experience. Actually, my first time I went at the Natural Olympia. You know, I've been following Denny and Deanna for quite some time now. You guys have been a strong presence in the Midwest with your IMBA, PNBA shows.
Yes.
So it was, I felt honored to even be at the Olympia that year. With Anthony, you know, we had a little bit of excitement building up for that show, him and Brandon kind of going back and forth a little bit, all in good sportsmanship, but there was a little bit of tension there, and it was great to see them battling it out. The venue, hospitality, the feel of the show, that was one of the things that has always most impressed me, even with some of the smaller shows, but definitely with the Olympia, you can feel just the excitement in the air. I mean, you obviously have some passion when it comes to promoting your shows, and it goes to the athletes and it goes to the spectators too. So it was definitely a exciting experience going through pre-judging, going through the night show, and then of course grand finale with Anthony winning the title, and then the car was just icing on the cake, something that
you know,
he never expected,
yeah.
And something I've never witnessed before. So I mean, as a show promoter myself, even with even I'm a DFAC promoter, even with a different organization, you know, I look up to you guys with what you've done. You know, you can tell that you're fueled by passion for the sport, the love of the sport. You know, that's something I've definitely kind of listed in how I approach my show as well now. But yeah, the Olympia was definitely an amazing experience, and it's going to be without question a yearly thing for me. So I'll definitely be seeing you this fall as well.
All right, we look forward to it. Las Vegas at Bally's. Natural
Amen.
Olympics for 12th through the 15th, 2015. So, Leif, thank you so, so very much. You've become a wonderful friend, and you're a great prep coach and promoter, and we're seeing all the great things you're doing, too. My only regret is that you fell off the hook, so maybe someday you'll come back to us.
Well, it's, you know, I do like the fact that, I mean, and we've been saying this for years, you know, our natural bodybuilding community, wouldn't it be nice if we all could work together, you know, and for years now, it's been talk. All it is talk. So it's nice that that I've never felt more welcome at a show than what you guys have. I mean, you've literally rolled out the red carpet for me. I've never felt so welcome. So it's great that PNBA, DFAC, doesn't matter where we're from, together, you know, we get to build each other up and support each other just for our love of natural bodybuilding. So like I said, it's an honor to be, you know, even a part of this.
Absolutely, and it's a pleasure to have had you there.
Well, thank you.
Working together to bring all the organizations together has been a hot topic for the last 2 years. It doesn't seem like that's going to happen, but I do know that Denny and Deanna are willing to work with any organization out there. Got to do the WADA testing, of course, but that's the way it should be, because if bodybuilding ever goes to the Olympics, we're going to do WADA testing anyway. So we might as well stick with the WADA, and if you don't want to do that, then, well, that's our up. And all any organization can do, really, is just focus on themselves and just move forward and act like they're in a class all by themselves and nobody else even exists. That's really how it's going to be, because all the organizations just aren't seeming willing to come together, but the PNBA would. But they're on the big things now as a result. I consider the PNBA the biggest of the IFPA, WBF, PNBA circle now. I think last year they took over the whole sport and the pro organization division types of things. But let's talk about the Minnesota Mayhem. You fans and listeners can go to MinnesotaMayhem.com. He's got a really good website up. Leif, we got a few minutes left. What are some highlights of your show? Let's talk about the awards and what you're doing to give back to the competitors.
All right. Well, like you said, you know, it's the competitors' number one priority. You know, every detail of the show had the competitors in mind. be honest with you, a lot of the the best of the show, the best announcements haven't even yet been released. So everything you've heard, just little teasers. We have pro bodybuilding, pro figure with equal payouts. That's one thing, traveling the country, seeing all these pro shows. These are professional athletes. They all, I don't care if it's bodybuilding, figure, doesn't matter what the division, you're putting in that hard work, that sacrifice. So one thing, when I promoted the show, equal payouts. So we have $10,000 evenly spread through the men's bodybuilding and figure. So that's one of the things that kind of set us, at least as of now, hopefully other shows, other promoters will follow my lead there. But we have equal payouts. Let's see. We have, P4P stepped up. We're giving out $500 for the best posing and stage presence. Because, I'm a fan of the sport. I love the sport. And I hate to say this, but for a lot of the shows that I go to, even I get bored. So I can only imagine what the friends and the family of these competitors that are just there to support their athlete. I can't imagine how difficult it is to sit through an entire show. So I figure if we can give a little bit of incentive for the athletes to step up their game, to really put on an amazing show, it's going to bring some entertainment value to the event. And that's another thing that I really want to be able to do is with the lighting, the special effects, a lot of the stuff that DFAC brings to the table. And then we add on the athletes really, really bringing back the lost art of posing. I mean, really putting some time and attention into that. I think it's going to make for an amazing event.
Yeah, and we're going to have Lee Beck on the show later on in the year to talk more in detail, but that show is not until September 26th, but definitely put that show on your map. That's going to be one of the hottest shows of the year. This is Lee. So this is this your first year as a promoter, Lee?
Brian is kind of setting the standard in the Midwest, and the Illinois and the Natural Americans. I mean, he is raising that bar, but I love it because at the end of the day, if we all raise the bar and we all set the standard, you know who wins? Natural bodybuilding, the athletes win. We all win. So I have to thank Denny, Deanna, Brian for really bringing it because it really set the standard for what I want to be able to bring to the table now too.
Thank you.
I will be there on hand. I'll be the MC at the Minnesota Mayhem September 26th. I'll be there to check it out. I'm going to be glad to be a part of Leaf's big debut as a promoter. But follow his website, follow his Facebook page. He's one of the hottest promoters out there. He's just doing things to get back to the competitor that I've never seen done before, such as the Cardillo belts. I love those Cardillo belts, man. That's not just you got like 10 of those things to hand out to people. Cardillo,
for everybody.
Steve
Cardillo stepped up, and that we're bringing top of the line hardware to the competitors, but I wanted a little bit extra. So we had customized
a little bit.
Yeah, that was a nice touch.
So we have all the amateurs and the pros, all the overall winners will be getting custom Cardillo belts. We're really trying to go, above and beyond with this event.
Well, awesome. Good stuff. MinnesotaMayhem.com. And, Kaylin, anything else you want to add before we wrap things up?
Yeah, there's something I'm really impressed with the Whole Foods because I know they took on Big Ag to keep the GMO products out of that, so they're pretty much natural to begin with. So I'm impressed. Great job, Denny and Diana.
Yes.
Wow.
Thank you. Thank
you. So you got Diana's
on the
only
shelf, all the Whole
Go
Foods.
Ahead,
you'll be seeing the non-GMO, the IMBA, PMBA, non-GMO whey protein in Whole Foods very soon. On the shelves.
Yeah, definitely. You can get any updated information, go to naturalbodybuilding.com, fans and listeners, and check out the IMBA Illinois State on April 25th. And you can go to naturalbodybuilding.com for that information. Also, Diana Kakos' women's only event taking place the weekend of April 10th and 11th. So you can't go wrong with all these shows. Again, stay updated at naturalbodybuilding.com. Kayla and I will come back at you with some inside Natural Bodybuilding Radio as the year goes on. Until next time, bodybuilding fans, thanks, Diana. Thanks, Brian. Thank you, Denny. Thank you, Lee. We are your hosts, Kaylin Patterson.
You all very, very much. Fuck everybody. Let's have a great
Absolutely. Have a good night, man. Thank you.